Life can often feel like climbing an overwhelming mountain peak. We look up at the challenges before us, overwhelmed by their sheer magnitude. But what if I told you that your faith has the power to move those very mountains? My friends, today we embark on a journey of spiritual revelation. We'll explore how our faith, when anchored in God's promises, can transform the impossible into the achievable. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine standing at the base of a towering skyscraper, its pinnacle disappearing into the clouds above. To most, reaching the top might seem an impossible feat. But for those with unwavering faith, even this towering structure becomes a mere stepping stone on their path to greatness. This, my dear friends, is the essence of faith that can move mountains. As we read in Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus tells us, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." This verse isn't just about physical mountains. It's about the seemingly insurmountable obstacles in our lives. It reminds us that through faith, we can speak to our challenges and command them to move. I will now share with you three powerful perspectives on walking by faith that can move mountains in your life. Number one, the power of unwavering belief. Faith is not just a concept. It's a force that can reshape our reality. When we truly believe in God's promises, we tap into a power that transcends human limitations. This unwavering belief becomes the foundation upon which we build our dreams and aspirations. It's the fuel that propels us forward when logic and reason tell us to retreat. My friends, consider the story of Noah. God instructed him to build an ark in preparation for a flood, despite there being no sign of rain. Noah's faith in God's word was so strong that he dedicated years of his life to this seemingly absurd task. His unwavering belief in God's promise not only saved his family, but also ensured the continuation of life on earth. This story teaches us that faith often requires us to act before we see results. It demands that we trust in God's plan, even when it doesn't align with our understanding of the world. As we read in Hebrews 11, verse 1, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Our faith gives substance to our hopes and dreams. It provides evidence of God's promises before they manifest in the physical realm. When we walk by faith, we're not stumbling blindly in the dark. Instead, we're stepping confidently into the light of God's truth. This unwavering belief allows us to see beyond our current circumstances. It empowers us to envision a future aligned with God's promises, even when our present reality seems to contradict them. In 2 Corinthians 10 verses 4 to 5, we're reminded, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Our faith is a powerful weapon against doubt, fear, and negativity. It demolishes the strongholds that keep us bound to limited thinking. When we walk by faith, we're not denying the existence of mountains in our lives. Rather, we're acknowledging a power greater than those mountains. The power of our...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Gone. This unwavering belief allows us to stand firm in the face of adversity. It gives us the courage to declare God's promises over our lives, even when circumstances seem dire. My dear friends, your faith has the power to rewrite your story. It can turn your trials into testimonies and your obstacles into opportunities. When you choose to walk by faith, you're aligning yourself with the limitless power of our Creator. Remember, faith is not passive. It's an active force that requires our participation. It's not enough to simply believe. We must act on that belief. James 2, verse 17 reminds us, "Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Your faith gains strength when you put it into action. Every step you take in faith, no matter how small, is a declaration of your trust in God. It's a testament to your belief in His ability to move mountains in your life. As you nurture this unwavering belief, you'll find yourself growing stronger in your faith. You'll begin to see the world through the lens of God's promises rather than your limitations. This shift in perspective is the first step towards moving mountains in your life. My friends, I encourage you to examine your faith today. Are there areas in your life where doubt has taken root? Identify these areas and begin to water them with the truth of God's Word. Let your unwavering belief become a beacon of hope in your life and the lives of those around you. Remember, your faith has the power to not only move mountains, but to reshape entire landscapes. Embrace this truth and watch as God begins to work wonders in your life. Number 2. Embracing God's promises. My friends, as we continue our exploration of faith that moves mountains, let's delve into the power of embracing God's promises. Our Heavenly Father has given us countless assurances in His Word. These promises are not mere words on a page, but living truths that can transform our lives. When we fully embrace these promises, we unlock a supernatural strength within us. Consider the words of Peter in 2 Peter 1 verses 3 to 4. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. These verses remind us that God's promises are not just good. They're exceedingly great and precious. They're designed to elevate us, to make us partakers of His divine nature. When we embrace these promises, we're not just hoping for a better future. We're actively participating in God's divine plan for our lives. Think about the promise God gave to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." This promise wasn't just for Jeremiah. It's for each one of us. God's thoughts toward you are of peace, not evil. He desires to give you a future filled with hope. When you truly embrace this promise, it changes how you view your circumstances. No longer do you see obstacles as overwhelming mountains. Instead, you recognize them as opportunities for God to demonstrate His faithfulness. My dear friends, Embracing God's promises requires more than just knowing them. It demands that we internalize them, allowing them to shape our thoughts, words, and actions. When faced with a challenge, we must choose to align our perspective with God's word. This alignment is what empowers us to speak to our mountains with authority. Remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 17, verse 20. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Notice that Jesus didn't say we need mountain-sized faith to move mountains. Even faith as small as a mustard seed is sufficient when it's rooted in God's promises. This truth should encourage us all. It means that no matter how small or insignificant our faith might feel, it has the power to produce miraculous results. When we embrace God's promises, we're choosing to see our situations through His eyes. We're declaring that His word holds more weight than our circumstances. This perspective shift is crucial in our walk of faith. It allows us to stand firm, even when everything around us seems to be crumbling. Paul understood this when he wrote in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 to 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Paul could describe his severe trials as light afflictions because he had embraced God's promises. He understood that his current struggles were temporary, but God's promises were eternal. My friends, I encourage you to take inventory of the promises you're holding on to. Are you fully embracing them? Or are you keeping them at arm's length? Remember, these promises are not just nice sentiments. They're powerful truths that can reshape your reality. When you face a mountain in your life, recall God's promises that speak to your situation. Declare them over your circumstances, not just once, but consistently. Let them become the lens through which you view your world. As you do this, you'll find your faith growing stronger. You'll begin to see possibilities where you once saw only obstacles. The mountains in your life will start to look less imposing as you focus on the mountain moving power of your God. Embracing God's promises also means living in expectation of their fulfillment. It's about waking up each day with the anticipation that today could be the day your mountain moves. This expectant faith pleases God and positions us to receive His blessings. As we read in Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." My dear friends, let's commit to embracing God's promises with renewed vigor. Let's allow them to permeate every aspect of our lives. As we do, we'll find ourselves walking in a faith that truly can move mountains. And number three, persevering through challenges. My dear friends, let's explore the crucial aspect of perseverance. Walking by faith isn't always a smooth path. It often involves facing challenges, overcoming obstacles, and pressing on, even when we can't see the way forward. But it's in these moments of difficulty that our faith is refined and strengthened. The Apostle Paul understood this well. In Romans 5, verses 3 to 4, he writes, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope." Perseverance isn't just about enduring hardships. It's about growing through them. Each challenge we face is an opportunity to deepen our faith and draw closer to God. When we persist in faith, we're not just moving mountains. We're being transformed in the process. Consider the story of the persistent widow in Luke 18. Jesus tells of a widow who continually sought justice from an unjust judge. Despite repeated rejections, she persisted in her appeals. Her perseverance eventually paid off, and she received the justice she sought. Jesus uses this parable to illustrate the power of persistent faith. In Luke 18, verse 7, he asks, "And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?" This teaches us that persistence in faith is never in vain. Our Heavenly Father hears our cries and responds to our unwavering faith. My friends, when you're facing a mountain that seems immovable, remember the persistent widow. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep taking steps of faith. Your persistence is not in vain. It's a powerful demonstration of your trust in God's faithfulness. The prophet Habakkuk provides another powerful example of perseverance and faith. In Habakkuk 3, verses 17 to 18, he declares, "For the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines. Though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." Habakkuk chose to rejoice in God, even when everything around him spoke of lack and failure. This is the essence of persevering faith, maintaining our trust and joy in God, regardless of our circumstances. When we adopt this attitude, we position ourselves to see God's power manifested in our lives. My dear friends, perseverance in faith doesn't mean we never doubt or question. It means we choose to trust God, even in the midst of our doubts and questions. Remember Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples. He doubted the resurrection until he saw Jesus with his own eyes. Yet Jesus didn't reject Thomas for his doubts. Instead, in John 20, verse 29, Jesus tells him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This teaches us that faith often requires us to believe without seeing. It's in these moments of choosing to believe despite our doubts that our faith grows strongest. Perseverance also involves patience. In Hebrews 6, verse 12, we're encouraged to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. Faith and patience work hand in hand. As we persistently believe God's promises, we must also patiently wait for their fulfillment. This patience isn't passive. It's an active waiting, filled with expectation and preparation. My friends, as you persist in faith, remember that God's timing is perfect. What seems like a delay to us is often God's way of preparing us for the blessing that He has in store. In these times of waiting, draw strength from Isaiah 40, verse 31, which promises, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Perseverance in faith also involves community. We weren't meant to walk this journey alone. Hebrews 10, verse 24 encourages us, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." When our faith feels weak, we can draw strength from our brothers and sisters in Christ. Their testimonies of God's faithfulness can reignite our own faith. Their prayers can support us when we struggle to pray for ourselves. My dear friends, I encourage you to surround yourself with faith-filled believers who can support you in your journey. Be that support for others as well. Your perseverance can inspire those around you to keep believing, even when the mountains seem overwhelming. As we persist in faith, we must remember that our strength comes from God, not ourselves. Paul reminds us in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse isn't about self-reliance. It's about God-reliance, placing our full trust and dependence on God. When we feel weak, when our faith wavers, we can tap into Christ's strength. It's His power working through our faith that moves mountains. My friends, perseverance in faith is not always easy, but it's always worth it. James 1 verse 12 promises, Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Your persistence in faith, even through trials and challenges, is not overlooked by God. He sees your efforts, he honors your faith, and he will reward your perseverance. My friends, I want to encourage you to keep pressing on in faith. No matter how long you've been praying, no matter how impossible your situation seems, don't give up. Your mountain-moving faith, combined with perseverance, has the power to transform your life and the lives of those around you. Remember, every great move of God in history came through people who refused to give up on their faith. You're part of that legacy. Your persistent faith today is paving the way for God's miraculous work in your tomorrow. Stand firm, hold fast to God's promises, and watch as He moves mountains on your behalf. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I stand in awe of your majesty and power. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love knows no bounds. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and in you all things are possible. Lord, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude for your unfailing love and mercy. Thank you for the gift of faith that can move mountains in my life. I am grateful for your patience with me as I learn to trust you more each day. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me for the times I've doubted your promises and relied on my own understanding. I forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, ignite in me a faith that can truly move mountains. Strengthen my belief in your word and your promises. Help me to see beyond my current circumstances and to focus on your unchanging nature. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my faith is growing stronger each day. I rebuke fear, doubt, and unbelief in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of discouragement and defeat. Father, I pray for unwavering belief in your promises. Let my faith be a beacon of hope to those around me. Help me to stand firm in the face of adversity, knowing that you are always with me. Give me the courage to take bold steps of faith, even when I can't see the path ahead. Lord, I ask for your blessings to overflow in my life. Bless me with spiritual wisdom and discernment. Guide my steps each day according to your perfect will. Heal any areas of brokenness or sickness in my body, mind, and spirit. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I pray against every attack of the enemy, be it sickness, financial struggles, or conflicts in my relationships. Protect me from the schemes of the evil one and keep me under the shadow of your wings. Deliver me from all accidents and negative incidents. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to every mountain standing in my way. Be removed, be cast into the sea, and make way for God's promises to be fulfilled in my life. Lord, extend these blessings to my loved ones. Guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Prosper the work of their hands and guide their steps. Surround them with your favor as with a shield. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite us in faith, Lord, and help us to encourage one another in our spiritual journeys. We declare victory over every mountain in our lives, knowing that with you, all things are possible. Lord, we claim the healing that Jesus provided through his sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for the guidance of your Holy Spirit, leading us into all truth. We ask for your divine protection over our lives, families, and communities. Help us to embrace your promises fully, walking in the assurance of your love. Lord, strengthen our perseverance, that we may run this race with endurance. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine & Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.